Hey guys, it's Jimbo from the Auto Detailing Podcast, coming back for another daily quick tip. Today's quick tip has to do with doing what the customer wants done on their car, even if that means it's not perfect. So what do I mean by this? Well, there's a lot of, you know, everyone wants to brag about the sexy part of detailing, and they want to show off, oh man, look how bad this paint was, and look how awesome it is now, and that's phenomenal. I love that type of work. But in reality, it's not always like that. There's not every customer walking through the door or every customer's car that you come in contact with. They don't always want perfection. They don't always even know what perfect looks like. And so what made me think of this was a client today. He had a really old Acura. It had been repainted before. But it was now his third car. He was going to sell it. So he contacted me and he said, look, I'm not looking for perfection, but it's just been sitting on the street. It's gone through a light rain, so it looks like a nice coat of mud is just on top. It's been sitting underneath some trees, so there's bird poop all over it. He goes, and I'm not looking for perfection. I just want to get it kind of polished out, buffed out, and cleaned up a little bit. Said no problem. I quoted him a price. He was happy with it. It was not a $500 or even a $300 correction job, but neither did it take that amount of time either. And what I did was I just used the DA microfiber system because the deck lid and the hood and the roof were pretty doled out. But again, he didn't really want it completely polished out. He just wanted it looking better. Said that he had taken it to a car wash and they put a hand wax on it, but he wasn't really happy with that. So I knew that he was going to need a little bit higher level of a detail, but not perfection. And of course he was only mainly worried about the outside, not the inside. So I used the DA microfiber system. I spent about 2 hours with the car, not a long time. The guy was completely satisfied. Now, if I were to post the picture online of it, the car looks good. It's not perfect, right? But here's the quick tip, and here's the point to today's quick tip, is that it's not always about achieving perfection in the paint, but it's about achieving perfection with what the customer wants. And now I know this is a little counterintuitive for a lot of guys or gals, and I know that we always want to be achieving the highest results possible. And I get it. I do it too. But the customer wants what the customer wants, and the customer's only willing to pay as much as the customer's willing to pay. If the customer comes in and says, oh, I don't want perfection, and you can show them the difference and you can upsell them to that perfect detail, to that perfect paint correction, that's ideal. But what I found out in reality and through running a business is not every customer coming through the door is going to pay for the $5,000-$7,000 detail. They don't care usually. And two, that's not the majority of customers, at least that I've dealt with. So today's quick tip is to deliver on what the customer wants. Ask questions. Get in their head and find out exactly what they want and deliver that to them, and they'll be happy. That way, it saves you. You don't spend, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours on a detail that the customer's only willing to pay. We're willing to pay for like a 2 hour job. So, one, it's going to save you money and time, because why are you going to spend extra time on the car when the customer is not willing to pay for that and not even really looking for that? So communicate with the customer and deliver on what the customer is actually looking for, not what you think they want, because those may be two separate things and you don't want to get stuck wasting a bunch of time. That's my daily quick tip.